and we'll be joined by Illinois head coach Nancy Faye momentarily. Hi, Coach. Good morning. Quick introduction. Next up on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Nancy Faye. The Fighting Illini are the 13th seed in the Big Ten tournament and will start their postseason run with a first-round game against 12th seed Wisconsin in the tournament's opening game on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, good morning once again. Thanks for joining us. Would you mind giving us a quick opening statement? Then we'll take some questions.
Well, echoing what everybody's saying, it's the toughest Big Ten. Excited for all the teams that are going to appear in the postseason. We look at this as an opportunity, as a clean slate. You know, we've been playing without a Q5 player all year long, so it's been a scheming year, but our team comes out, competes, and is excited about having the opportunity at the tournament, at the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open up to questions from the media at this time.
And thank you. To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Faye. Tell me about your freshmen this year, particularly, you know, that they've had to be a bit undersized and handle the rigors and the rebounding that has been so challenging for your team this year, and such as Terry and Miles, and kind of how they've had to grow up so quickly and what you've seen from them that will benefit them in the long term, and you hope starting this week.
I mean, exactly. We've been undersized all year, and both Terry and Miles have seen a lot of minutes, and so has Jada Peebles, another freshman. You know, that's where we're moving to. You know, they've had to kind of learn under fire, at the same time, I think that's okay in the sense of experience that will help us in the future. But we're playing on Wednesday, and I think this experience for these kids. But I think the you know, playing through the Big Ten as a freshman and basically starting two freshmen all year long, you know, is going to help in its benefits, and I know that will help us in the future. But we're concentrating on Wednesday and Wisconsin right now.
Again, to ask the coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Vera Jones of the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. When you pull together all of those best moments that you had this season, what two or three things would you say define your team at its best?
Yeah, I think when we're at our best, we stay to our game plan and have good basketball movement, a little more patient, getting touches on the ball, and then we board. I mean, we're small, and, you know, there's games that we were outsized in our last game, and there's games we've been outsized, and we can hold the boards for – when we hold the boards, we tend to stay in the games. When it gets a little tougher inside, that's when we don't have our best moments. So I think it's choosing when we handle the ball, take good care of it, and limit people to one shot is when we have our best moments.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your matchup with Wisconsin and what your team may have learned from its first matchup with the Badgers earlier this season?
You know, it was a competitive game. I think the inside hurt us again. They went inside, and that part of our game has got to improve. Also, just getting back on defense. They hit some shots from the perimeter when we kept changing Ds. So, for me, you know, I think it's a matter of for us in that game one is making sure our scheme inside stays solid and that we control their inside game, because that combo inside is pretty powerful.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Yep, thank you.